Hello, this is Patrick Widdis, and welcome to another Norfolk Poets podcast on Poetry Non-Stop. I'm delighted to welcome on this episode Jenny Knight, a regular performer and supporter of poetry here in Norwich. Until recently, she hosted Poets in the Cellar, a popular monthly night at the Bike Shop here in Norwich, always with poets and fans of poetry, and a really positive and welcoming community. So it's great to have her on to share a few of her poems. Here's Jenny.
I'm Jenny Knight. I was the organiser of Poets in the Cellar for about a year and a half. It was quite an ordeal. It was good fun. I'm glad to have handed it over to Samuel Glynn and James Ward now. And I'm sure they'll do an amazing job of it. But it's a really wonderful experience to be able to be on this podcast as well. I'm really honoured. So I've got a couple of poems for you today. This one is called Heart to Heart, Breath to Breath. And it's about my experience with the child mental health services and with the medical profession in general. They told me they didn't know what was wrong with me. It could be that one side of my heart was too big for my chest, so when I opened that box, it would bulge out raw and stinging. It could be that I was too thin for the machine to take an accurate reading, like my heart was so close to my ribs, it played them as a drum, and if you listen closely, you can hear it thump. I was left like that. Pain put aside because it wasn't understood, just like when mental health services wanted a look under the hood. Talk about my sister. You thought it would be her facing this. That pain in my chest, still racing quick. I hate all of it. These medical walls, this room too big for the interview at hand. The way healthcare professionals are kind of hard to understand. I'm running on a treadmill hooked up to cables because it's easier to look for heart problems than the way my brain's unstable. I'm forced out of CAMS because Mum's scared of the meds. I'm forced out of my body because I'm scared of your heads. I couldn't tell you sooner, not surrounded by death. I won't hold back now, won't hold my breath. I'll tear my ribcage open, make an altar of my chest. To my heart, I light candles, nestle deep in the shells that I've made of my bones, an ever-burning vigil to my pulsating flesh. I won't fill my lungs with lies no more, as open hearts breathe honest breaths. Yeah, so that's the first poem. This next one is the first poem that I wrote since I was 13. I wrote it about 2 years ago. It was my coming back to poetry. And it's called I Have Been Told. I feel like it explains itself. I have been told I love you when I could only understand one word in that sentence. I, meaning you, in this context I understand. Love, something endless that ends where my parents are concerned. You, meaning me. But what is me? Because I don't know me, so it can't be my me. Is it your me? Are they different? I have been told that I'd look good with cum on my face by men who have never looked me in the eye. Is this about my face or your cum? I hate to wonder who you find prettier. I have been told I'll see you later after a cute guy hid under my coat for a cigarette. But he couldn't see me later because I was never there, just a placeholder person pretending to exist, who also ran away. I have been told that I am a dictator, but in the best possible way. I still don't know what that means. Maybe I like to feel in control. When your identity is like spinning plates, is it wrong to fear the fated fall? When the show cannot end, but you hear the curtains call. I have been told you're the man of the house now. You have to look after everyone. A big role for a little kid. Big shoes to fill. But just like those new shoe Septembers spending hours trying to find shoes that don't pinch in the wrong places, I will spend years looking for other shoes to fill. Preferably ones that don't say crossdresser in the title, because I don't need reminding about the shoes that were picked out for me, and when they pinched, in all the wrong places. I have been told that I'm a sensitive boy, and I will struggle with this as if I didn't already struggle with his boxes. Who are you? You meaning me, but this time needing defining by a surrounding box that closes in. Claustrophobic. I bet that's how he felt, when the same ghoul in his gut choked his father, but in that hospice hallway, high on medication, he saw at least half of what I am. Sensitive. I have been told that suffering feels religious if you do it right. Well, I have worshipped music till it hurts and slit my wrists on melodies, till I was back in that hospice waiting room, this time with a future lover, who I pray, will never exist. I have been told dreaming your own future like pity porn isn't a practical pursuit, but when childhood romance felt like a slow dance with death, who am I to deny that this love shall end? I have been told I can't look at you when you're dressed like that. She could look at drag queens, but not me, and I was left to wonder what difference there was, why I looked scary. And despite being for a charity dress-up week, that was the only day I wasn't in costume at school. I have been told that as a child I asked why I couldn't be the bride when my sister and I played pretend, and I have been told that that line would best be delivered in a white dress. So please, imagine me on my wedding day saying, I have been told I love you, when I understood every word. I, meaning you, the person I adore, love, meaning the temperature of two hearts beating under the covers, as temporary as the flesh in our bones that will one day rot, but full of endless moments. You, meaning me, as I stand before you as myself, despite what I've been told. So this next one is about my complicated relationship with my stepfather. He passed away of cancer and had a period of years where he was on medications that made him incredibly angry, and he had quite a lot of problematic views about the world, and I don't know, I guess I sort of wanted to try and capture the way in which your parents' anger affects you. So this is my stepfather's inheritance. And she holds his anger in her heart, just a small part, because I'm not racist, I hate everyone equally, is no excuse. His hatred stated between quotation marks like sparks that fly, deny any need for self-improvement. Just movement without motion, a sea without the ocean, and a sky without stars, and those plain belly sneeches who have none upon theirs. I digress, a mess of words to hide the hypocrisy of seeing us as equals within the bureaucracy of social class, a farce. The lessons he taught me, well, most didn't stick, like how to walk in a straight line with one simple trick. Look straight ahead, in fact, look straight through. The only one using this path that matters is you, but not you, not a freak. Don't ever let anyone think that you're weak. Searching for approval, resulting in removal of aspects of myself, a wealth of things to hide inside. Oh, the places you'll go, they used to say, but without any dough, I'm afraid you can't play. And so the middle class addiction to ignore circumstance before conviction starts to fade into memory. His life now just a story. Though she still holds his anger, hopes more righteously placed, but his it is still most certainly based. And that's all the poems that I have for you. Thank you very much for having me on the podcast. It's a real pleasure. Thank you very much.
And thank you, Jenny Knight, for some wonderful poems there. If you're a poet based in Norfolk, it would be great to feature your work on a future episode. So please get in touch via poetrynonstop.com, where you can also find out all about today's episode and everything else Poetry Nonstop. There are also a couple of other submissions opportunities. We're always looking for poets from anywhere at all to come on and talk about their work and offer prompts and ideas to inspire others to write poetry and write more poetry. Submissions are also open for this year's NaPoWriMo podcast. This will be a daily podcast running throughout April with a different poet sharing a poem and prompt every day to help people write a daily poem. It's a great challenge and a lot of fun. So if you have any ideas for that, do get involved. You can find all the details about those opportunities, as I said, on poetrynonstop.com. Thank you for listening, and until next time, keep writing.